You both spent your lives involved in discussions about how the conflict of cultures, ethnicities, and races have repeated themselves over and over around the earth, like echoes passing through the centuries and generations of people, categorizing others and treating them lesser than others. After all this work, how would you respond to the students today, eager to not only understand civil rights, but to imagine their continued obligations to them?
I find it very useful to deal with the pattern first, the category, the individual, what causes that feeling of discrimination and difference and separation, and then the thing that can most bring it to change that, and that would be the communication with individuals. And then indicate that all of us, whoever we are, wherever we are, whatever the time and place, are faced with such things on a kind of ongoing basis, because the human being is capable of that. And we're all going to encounter it in individuals, in situations, in circumstances, and we can each either tend to perpetuate it or to help it to be viewed in a new kind of way. And I found that the discussion that ensues by approaching it that way, I found most useful.